Welcome to Reworked, the podcast about our working lives. For many of us, the work we do defines our place in the world. Increasingly, we are looking for meaningful work, which is aligned to our personal values and beliefs. And we want to feel proud and positive about the relationships we build and the services we deliver. This week, I was invited to Rome to speak at a conference organised by our Italian partners, Diversity Opportunity. I arrived in Italy at a particularly turbulent time, one day after the elections had resulted in a hung parliament, with anti-establishment parties each claiming the right to form a government. Italy is Europe's fourth largest economy, and like the rest of the continent, is experiencing significant demographic change linked to immigration. In fact, according to their national statistics agency, ISTAT, the population of Italy will decrease by over 7 million in the next 50 years, largely due to slowing birth rates. The numbers of people migrating from and immigrating to Italy will be roughly equal, but it's clear that the workplace demographic will change significantly. An interesting time, then, to speak to business leaders about how the current climate affects their diversity and inclusion plans. There was a really wide range of businesses represented at the event, everything from universities to multinational entertainment companies to travel companies. And what I really noticed as the only Brit in the room was how they probably all were slightly underplaying how much progress they'd already made in Italy around diversity and inclusion, and probably comparing themselves to their counterparts in the UK or in the States and feeling that they weren't quite as far on their journey, when actually the reality is probably a long way from that. So the first person that I spoke to was Elvis Daniel. He is an HR business partner at the American medical technology firm Stryker. And he had some really interesting insights into how diversity and inclusion, how critical that is to the culture of his firm. So Elvis, really great to meet you. And you work for Stryker in Italy. Are you based in Rome?
In Rome, yeah.
Okay. So I'm really interested to know from you about what you feel the challenges are in Italy around diversity and inclusion at the moment. It's obviously a particularly uncertain time in Italy, politically, socially. What's the impact of that, do you think?
I would say that from an overall point of view in Italy, people are afraid of being stigmatized, basically. So this could be a main challenge. So if they bear diversity, they don't consider it as a plus, as a resource, but maybe something that can block you. So what we are doing is trying to work on people, making them realize that, I mean, basically diversity, it's a source of empowerment, of a different vision, of having a different point of view, and they can bring something that's a plus, not only to a company, but also to the colleagues, to the people that you have around you. And I mean, diversity means everything. Mm. So we can see diversity in each side of ourselves. So everybody bears a diversity. What we have to do is be proud of it and use it in a really positive way.
As a huge fan of TEDx, I was really excited to get 5 minutes to speak to Emilia Garrito. Emilia is an organiser of TEDx Roma, and she is focusing on some diversity and inclusion programming over the next 6 months.
So my name is Emilia Garrito, and I am the organiser of TEDx Roma, and I am also a CEO of a company that is an advisory in technology transfer and open innovation.
Oh, right.
And yes, and so what do you want to say about this?
So what I'm interested to know is what your perspective is on the challenges for businesses in Italy around diversity and inclusion.
Yeah, yes. It's a big challenge, but it's a big opportunity at the moment, thinking about to include diversity in business, in the different companies, because now we are a country that are including sorry, we are a country that is including more and more different people coming from different places,
yes.
Refugees, immigrants, yeah. But also other kind of people that want to stay, for example, in Rome for a time.
Mm.
And the perspective of Italian people is that we are a provincial country, but we are not. Mm. In the end, we are more and more open and more international,
yes.
Than how we perspect ourselves. I think that a big opportunity it will be when we will understand what we are now, that we are really changed before, we are really changed now if you compare Italy, for example, 20 years ago.
Mm.
And we changed very, very quickly in this direction. And the first subjects that are understanding this opportunity are absolutely the companies. So the companies are creating a new approach, inclusive approach, in order to transform diversity in opportunities.
Mm.
And I'm seeing this kind of reality that are growing fast.
Yes.
So now in Italy we are speaking about diversity as opportunity, and in a big and also medium companies, not only in big companies. And this is a big, big, interesting change of, direction.
Yeah, yeah.
But the biggest challenge is the people, the citizen, the normal citizen, that are really, really diverse in different regions of Italy. We have the diversity in our countries in terms of regional.
Mm.
Also, if our regions are very, very close to each other, so
very strong regional identities.
Yes, yeah. Very strong. And what I see in the future is a sort of really blurred gender of diversity, because I think that in the end, also our country, I think that will be more adaptive in the future, because the millennials, because the young people now in Italy, they don't care about diversity, they don't feel the diversity. So when the change of generation will be in the next 10 years, I think that we will speak about different themes very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, in the UK, it's definitely the case that the younger generations coming through see diversity as a given.
Yeah.
Of course we have diversity. Of course there's diversity in our generation.
Yeah.
And the conversation will become a different one, won't it, around what diversity means.
Exactly. But also the question is, the diversity exists, really. So we are sure that diversity exists, and that the right word is diversity and not, for example, multiplicity.
Yeah.
So the big, big change, I think, that is really substitute these words, diversity, with multiplicity. Also because the diversity is much related to the performance of a person, but not to the interior thinking of the person.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the ideas doesn't have colors.
No.
Idea is an idea that has power in terms to have a vision, to have a brilliant, a brilliant understanding, a problem or something.
Mm.
So, definitely, I think that we are going, and we have to substitute the words of diversity with multiplicity.
Yeah.
And also to think about don't have any kind of needs to speak again about this.
I totally agree with you that, and I think I find this even in the UK, going into certain industries, business sectors, they will say to me, oh, we're so far behind everybody else. And then you go to a country and they say in Italy, oh, we're so far behind everybody else. But it's never the case. There's always loads, and I've already seen loads of interesting, good, innovative practice here. I think you're right, people are further along the journey than they probably think they are.
The event was hosted by EFM. They are a consulting and outsourcing solutions company, so they operate in the real estate and facilities management sector in Italy, but also internationally. And Emiliano from EFM was speaking at the event, and Monica was sitting next to me, and her English, as you'll hear in a moment, is impeccable. She was doing all of the translation for me. And what was really interesting about what they were saying was how they get to understand their clients' needs better around workspaces. So they do this through some really innovative technology, which maps people's levels of engagement at different times of the day and looks at the different ways in which they physically use the workspace. So we had a really interesting discussion about how they could potentially look at that through a diversity and inclusion lens and look at the experiences of different types of people in the workplace and overlay that.
My name is Monica Ricci and I work on strategic consultancy for the European market.
My name is Emiliano Boschetto and I work in communication and corporate storytelling.
Great, corporate storytelling, what a great job title, I love it. So that probably, maybe that's a good first question about what role does diversity play in storytelling for you in businesses and in their workspaces, because that's what you specialise in?
Yes, I think our job is to raise up a collision, a connection, because we believe that the value of your job depends on the level and the quality of connection, of connections. So I think that the diversity approach helps you to change your mindset and to understand all the changes that our age our age is an age of great change, and so I think that diversity could help you to change your mindset and to prepare you to understand this kind of change.
Mm, definitely, there's a lot of work, interesting work being done around demographic change in Europe, isn't there, and sort of migrant groups and what that's going to mean as they come into the workforce.
And it's in line with where we are here.
Yeah.
This is our square, which is the collision square.
Yes.
It's our agora. So this is in line with the thought that we heard today from you and from the other participants, that diversity is going to add value.
Yeah.
So it's an enabling, additional, good thing that we can put together and... maximize in our lives. So it's really enriching.
Yeah.
Yes, because our aim is not to project workspaces like a pattern of always the same things.
No.
But we need to shape workplaces depend on the different people experience that the employees that lives in the space had. So the diversity is one of this topic. You have to think about a workplace that can manage different kind of people.
Yep.
This is the key.
And I think today we added a very important piece, thanks to Rachel, because we showed our methodology.
Just may have created some work for you.
Yeah, exactly. We're very grateful.
Yeah.
And because we've showed today our methodology by which we do the surveys in order to understand what are the needs of different groups of people.
Yeah.
And generally we approach different groups depending on the activities, so depending on what their job is. Instead, Rachel gave us a wonderful idea, a hint, to approach it according to different kind of people, so according to diversity, and I think we're going to experience that. We have experience that.
Yeah. We were talking about the work that you do in hospitals, and the, you know, experiences of different groups, maybe around faith, for example, and you know what sort of prayer facilities they might have access to, and washing facilities, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, really, isn't it, in terms of how you could adapt workspaces to different things. Yes. And having had a tour of your wonderful, your own home here in Rome, it's you're clearly like a very innovative, adaptable company. So it'd be really interesting to see what you can do with that.
Yeah. Fantastic. So we can start from today and build something together.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Great. It's really great to meet you both.
Absolutely. You can say the same.
Yeah.
I do hope you've enjoyed this episode of Reworked. The Reworked podcast is a fortnightly programme and it's produced by diversity consultancy EW Group. If you enjoyed the show, please give us a review on the homepage, or better still, subscribe, and then you can keep up to date with all future episodes. I've been your host, Rachel Wilson, and you can find me on Twitter at RAOWilson and at the EW Group. Join us next time for more Reworked.